This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Life Fitness, workout in comfort and train whenever. Save 10% off your order with code MMA10. Purity Coffee, organic certified, high in antioxidants and free of contaminants. Save 30% off with code MMA. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 741.
741.
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's snapping in?
Man, I'm recovering from the flu, so pardon me if I'm coughing my lungs out, but go Bears.
Over that's here. Right. Bears. Yes. 370. And first off, I want to start with a little video.
Oh, what are you going to show us?
I want to start with this handshake from after the game.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Got a little sound.
What the fuck? Oh, look at that. That's obviously real.
Totally real. Fuck the Packers. I fucking hate those guys. That's fucking Ben Johnson talking, but how fun was everything? The game, watching it, not so much, right? It's so stressful.
I think the first 2.5 quarters were really hard, and I was not sure what was going on. And I was like laying around, I was feeling sick, and I'm like, this sucks. I'm sick. The Bears are losing. And then stuff started happening. Like, it just.
I'm just saying, someone may have put some voodoo on them. I don't know.
The like old boys.
Our text thread, you know.
Lighting up the peace pipes and praying to the gods. And,
yep.
And it worked. I think you guys should do that in the first quarter from now on.
I try to wait because I don't want to. Because you can see my level of texting slows way
suddenly
down.
I'm like, why is no one talking? I'm like, oh, there.
We're gone. They're gone. But anyway, yeah. So, fuck. They made it happen. So there's a will, there's a way with these fucking guys. And
that throw that Caleb made where he's like flying through the air sideways and launches one. Was it Odunze, I think, that caught it?
Yeah.
I mean, just amazing. So I don't know. That guy is just something else.
So. He is. It almost feels like this is destiny. Like there's something going on here that's hard to explain. Like we're fucking won the division, beat Green Bay twice.
Well, the Pope is from Chicago, so I think God loves the Bears, Matt.
We have everything on our side.
That's what's happening.
There's black magic, there's white magic, you know, from
it's gonna be really cold this weekend in Chicago when LA comes to town. So
and I think they said Stafford is like 1-9 if he's playing in like adverse conditions.
Yeah.
There's a marked difference. And again, one of the things that I feel that Chicago is going to lose, right? I say it jokingly when we build a new stadium, but you got to have a outdoor atmosphere. I know they want to close it, but retractable dome, motherfuckers, this is the scenario. You got to give them some weather. This is a huge advantage to have, and we'll see it play out. Especially with the wind, and it's supposed to be like horrific conditions for when that game. Possibly in the negatives and snow and fucking wind. Bear weather. So that standpoint.
Amazing. I don't, well, we lost TJ Edwards though, right? So that's
okay. He was not having a great season, I don't think, or at least that game he was having a shit game. He was getting missing tackles, being in the wrong place.
So. Yeah.
I think we're actually better with him out, unfortunately. But, so then we'll see, too. Also saw, I think, Khalil Mack is a free agent this year.
Ooh.
So there might be a way to pick him up on the cheap if he wants to come back. That might be fun. I know he's older. I think he's 34 or 35. You probably only can get a year or two out of him, but I think he had five for 5.5 sacks this past year.
Yeah,
You
we need
know?
some pressure up front, so and on the corners, the whole thing, like give the
Yeah.
defense some more time or
Exactly.
less time under pressure,
Yeah.
whatever.
Something like that. So it'll be interesting to see when it all goes down.
Oh, a stat interesting I just read about today.
Yeah.
Packers versus Bears wildcard game had 31.6 million streaming viewers on Amazon Prime. It's the most streamed game in NFL history.
Imagine that. What would it have been on a network? Like 1 million people, a
Yeah.
quadrillion people. Yeah.
Think we're gonna play Sunday night, so
Yeah, I think it's
5:30 or something
something
central.
like that, a little bit earlier. So, which is fine, because those other ones like it's fucking 10:30. I like a good 9 o'clock bedtime
Yeah.
most
Yeah.
nights. But who knows? So, as we switch into MMA, I saw there was some weird shit with like the Golden Globes. I don't understand. They had Mackenzie Dern and Brian Ortega there, and they walked out to Face the Pain by STEM,
Oh.
and they're both wearing their fight kits. So
That's weird.
what the fuck was that about? Is that a tie-in because of the Paramount
Yeah,
deal?
cross promotion, I think some synergistic promotional such encounters.
It was so awkward. I just saw that because someone tweeted it. Not that I'm sitting here and watching that shit,
Yeah.
but just find it weird, like why that they're so out of place. And I think that I'm sure everyone else, like, what the fuck are they doing? They had their glo MMA gloves on. Mackenzie's fucking got the belt on. Like, why wouldn't you dress her up in a hot fucking dress to show, like,
Exactly.
look at this hot woman who's a fucking UFC champion instead of hiding her under a fight gear?
Yeah,
So
it's
dumb.
dumb.
So, anyway, saw that. What else is happening on this?
Well, a couple things. So Paramount, I think, increases their price by $1, which I signed up for Paramount because been watching The Landman and other shows.
Yeah.
There's also Sylvester Stallone's new shows on there. Tulsa King, that's pretty solid if you're looking for like silly TV to watch. But I'm excited to check that out on Paramount in 2 weeks. And then this was a shocker to me. I didn't know this was even happening, but the Meta got into a
Oh,
deal
yeah.
with the UFC to rename the UFC Apex to the Meta Apex for the next 5 years. So Zuck is getting in there, you know, only a matter of time before he's in the cage.
Yeah, I wonder how much they paid for that to the naming rights.
I don't think it
Because
says.
I thought, isn't Dana White on the Meta board?
He is. Yeah.
So, hey, you guys, I got an idea. You want to name the Apex? Well, that's typical for a sports arena. I mean, it's
Maybe Zuck
smart.
lost a gambling bet and now has to pay, and they have to figure out some way to like hide the money.
That's probably right.
They'll pay you $100 million for naming rights.
Okay. Well, and they have a godload amount of money too, right? Facebook, Meta, whatever they want to be.
Yeah.
Billions. So, yeah, put your fucking name on it. It's weird. Meta. Yeah, I guess that would be weird if it was like the Facebook arena, Meta arena. I don't know. Yeah, that going on. I saw. You trying to get me sick across the internet? Because now I'm like coughing and I can't
Oh,
breathe through my
sorry.
nose.
I thought I muted it. Did I not mute it?
No, you're getting me sick.
I'm sorry. Sorry, everyone.
That's okay. I'm
You don't
joking.
want this. It's bad.
UFC 324, they said it's going to have a multi-cam view as one of the options.
Huh.
Have you ever? I've never watched, or I don't remember if I've watched a sporting event with multicam. Have you watched anything? Maybe there was some
I mean, I've
UFCs.
definitely football a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
On one of those weird channels. YouTube TV, I think, has some weird stuff you can do. What else? Maybe racing, like F1, definitely.
Yeah.
But not UFC. I don't know how you. Is it just different angles we're getting or
I
what?
don't know. Like they just showed a post of, I don't know, I don't have the tweet, but it just shows like when that UFC 324 comes out, you'll be able to, I guess, pick your camera, but it seems like a lot of work. Like when I sit down to watch, I prefer just like feed it to me in a nice way, but I also would like the framing better because I like to see the footwork, and that's always one of my biggest gripes about the UFC is they usually cut them off at like the waist or the knees. And like I need to see both of their feet so I can see what's happening, especially when you have southpaw versus orthodox to see who's keeping their foot on the outside. You know, there's important shit that happens, but you miss it the way they film it, and I don't understand that, especially MMA. They film it like almost at times like it's a boxing match, which is odd. I'm like, they're gonna throw knees and kicks too, so can we get the whole thing in? So maybe that would be where I would want a multicam to have a full view. So I don't know what else is going on.
Oh, I have some vintage police training video. So here I stumbled upon this. Hopefully this can't share sound because there's like weird Charlie Chaplin music, but police baton training video. Check this out.
What the fuck?
No, you don't hit him like that. That's not good. Don't do that. It doesn't make any sense. They're like teaching these guys how to use the baton. And is this the one? Is that my favorite? Where to strike people?
Go for the tender areas.
Yeah. Don't hit them like where it's hard. Hit them where it really hurts. Where it's all, yeah. My favorite was the ball one, but that happened at the beginning. They're teaching guys. I don't, you know, it's like I was wondering, watching this, wondering, like, is a baton even a thing anymore? Does a cop have a baton these
It's a
days?
good question. The Billy Club. Maybe they have the retractable one, but you rarely see them use it because I think the thing that may have replaced it is the taser. They usually just tase people.
Yeah, here's my favorite. They should show that one longer, but I just thought it's interesting. Things have changed. Taser, freaking imagine if they had cameras back in those days.
Oh,
that'd be bad. I think some people will be going to jail for police brutality.
I'm 100%. I don't know. I feel like I've been roughed up a few times by them. I'm just saying. Been on the bottom of a pile of them once. I don't remember how many were on me, but it's not fun. Five, six.
Like a pile of cops?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez. How'd that happen?
I don't know. Things happen sometimes. There might have been 17 squad cars and one me.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
Okay, sounds fun.
I digress. Let's see. Did you see Ronda Rousey's been doing some grappling?
No.
I got a session. It's weird. It almost looks like she's grappling with Joanna Jędrzejczyk, but ooh, we got no volume here. But they said this is Pauline Pita Macias. Let's get some fucking grappling going. You know, what's weird is like she looks like she's in fight shape now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, they're just being pretty playful out there.
Yeah. Hey, now it looks very playful. Yeah, she looks like in really good shape.
Yep.
I mean, they both do.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if she's gonna fight on that White House card.
She looks skinny, actually.
Yeah. Like she looks like weigh-in Ronda right here.
Yeah.
Like how lean she would get.
Maybe she's got that Ozempic thing going.
Probably. Well, she can be on as much gear as she wants to run right now.
Can they take that legally? Like, is that a thing?
What?
GLP-1s?
Yeah, you can. Well, I don't know because it's probably gray area, but it seems like all these fucking people are using that. And from what I hear, it's not great. And you got to keep staying on it because I think it fucks your face up. Like it does weird shit to your face. You see some of these stars. We have that. I saw, here's an interesting one. So Conor McGregor said he's calling out Mayweather to fight on the UFC White House card in an MMA bout.
Against him?
Yes, because he said,
God.
remember, like they were going to do, like, I'm going to fight you in boxing, and then you'll come over to MMA. He's like, now it's time to fucking pay up for that. And Conor even upped it more, and he said, you know what? I'll fucking fight Mayweather and Chandler both, not at the same time, but on the same night. I'll do both of them. Like, you
Okay.
could technically do that. If you Mayweather would never fucking do it. But why can't we get that? You had fucking Conor come over, right? In
Yeah,
not
I
his
mean,
sport.
it's all fair. Yeah, why not?
How quickly does that fight end? Oh my God.
Pretty quickly, I would say 35 seconds.
Probably.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to toy with your meal a little bit, though. I would probably leg kick the fuck out of him.
So maybe 1 minute and 35 seconds.
Yeah. I would punish him so bad. Just leg kicks. I don't even, it would be mostly kicks because I'm not going to let his hands get close, right?
Yeah.
Just kick the shit out of him. And maybe Mayweather, he's still going to lose, but maybe Conor would be hesitant and he might have to throw kicks with his non steel rod or titanium bar leg. But anyway,
Yep.
that'd be fun. And then the last thing about the White House card, they said France had to delay the G7 summit to avoid a scheduling conflict with the UFC White House card. So that's how important this card is.
It's going to be massive, I think.
Yes, it
And it,
is.
I just read that something Dana said in an interview that he got all the logistics done of like how the fan situation is going to work.
Yeah.
So there's going to be 5,000 people on the White House lawn, probably invite only, and they're going to have 85,000 people across the street at a park called the Ellipse. And he said there's going to be big screens and a stage, and they're going to have music going on. It's like a festival. It's going to go on all day. There's going to be a lot
Wow.
of shit going down, and then the fight will happen at night, you know? So pretty crazy.
Yeah, I just wonder how crazy that security is going to be. Like, oh my God, if you're going to be at the White House, were they running background checks? Because I mean, just trying to think, like, who are the lucky 5,000 to get on the lawn?
Good
Like, you got to
question.
be VIP, because it might just be all corporate people. Like,
You know Zuck's gonna be there. So
yeah,
guys like that,
100%.
Elon Musk, maybe not
Ooh,
though. Maybe not Elon.
special fight. Special fight.
Zuck versus Musk.
Yeah, well, Musk is one of that, and they could never work it out.
That would be exciting.
But I don't like Musk's chances because I know fucking Zuck's been training mostly jiu-jitsu, but he's working his striking. So we'll see. Let's see. There's been a lack of fighting to watch, so this is what we're down to these days. So let's post this.
What?
If I can't, I don't know what are these groundhogs? What the fuck are these things? They're just in the middle of the
Is it real? Or is it
Yes.
AI?
No, this is real. I'm just fucking getting after it. We got that going on. What was the other one? There was another weirdo fight. There's three weird things. Oh, this one might have to get blurred. This is Thai boxing. Probably gotta turn the sound off.
Ooh, I know.
Yeah. So apparently this is considered fighting? Kind of. Anyway, oh, we got a
We got a wardrobe
wardrobe.
malfunction. Sorry about
Yep. You gotta put those back in. Holster those up. The ref wanted no part
that.
of that. He's
He's
like, I
like,
can't touch that. So we get that. And let's see what the last one. Oh, this one was circling around, but this one's worth the watch. This is that kids hockey fight at a hockey game.
oh, I didn't see this. Let's see.
Oh, I think I can share sound here. Hang on a second. Some of them I never know because, here we go.
Oh, you got to full screen it. There you go. Oh, Rogers comes in. He's wants a little piece of the action. It's like a
Goalie bin.
melee. The crowd's going
Yep.
crazy.
That goalie in white is just railing everybody. I like how there's no refs, too.
They're like, yeah, nobody's doing anything.
Just let the kids fight. The fucking goalie gets another piece of someone else. Oh, that kid's got his actual gloves off now. There's actually a puck out there somewhere. And that guy cleans it up again. So that's what happens in the use.
It's good stuff.
Yep. What else is happening?
I got some unique training footage.
Yes.
Titled Training for a Prison Shower Fight. What kind of what is that pole supposed to be even for?
Exactly.
This weird thing they're doing. What is the point of that pole? It's obviously some sort of device.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either, but
Odd.
it's very odd.
It's odd. I think I have a. Oh, this was a ring entrance. So I didn't know this was. I probably got to turn the sound off. I didn't know this was a way you could enter the ring in MMA.
Whoa.
Yeah, the guy's fucking ziplining in. Not very fast. But apparently you can zip line on your entrance. Maybe they should do that at the UFC White House card. Just fucking zip line in.
That would be fun.
And then Matt Usyk on X has been posting like all these fight of the year and all of this other stuff. So here's fight of the year. I don't know. We'll try sound. We'll see what happens. We've seen this one before.
Oh, yes, we have.
Panie i panowie, trzech na jednego, zaczynamy. Ależ spokojnie na razie do wszystkiego podchodzę.
That's my favorite.
I'm going for the one-arm guy first.
Yeah, he ain't defending shit.
Straight up rude.
Brutalna pacyfikacja. Myślę, że chyba trzeba to za troszeczkę inaczej. You want some of this bitch?
I mean, what the hell? I took all of 10 seconds.
Yeah, I don't think you should celebrate that hard if they're beating three midgets and a one-armed one out. It's like, that's not right. And then his ring card girl of the year. Holy shit on this lady.
Let's see.
Turn the sound off. Here we go. Look at the size of this lady.
Jeez.
Like, I don't know, is she like 6'5"?
Yeah.
I mean, those guys are tiny.
I don't know if they're that tiny, but they're small.
She's taller, like a good foot taller than them. But anyways, what else is happening out in the world?
I got one more piece of news and then like something weird and some knowledge. Okay, so Keyla Harrison's out of UFC 324. She had some sort of injury that happened during training and she needs surgery. They're going to postpone that fight sometime later. Kind of a bummer because that was going to happen, you know, soon. So
a couple weeks.
So
I think she said, I think it was a neck injury. So I don't know the severity of that, but you're talking like a neck surgery. That's not going to be great.
No, like I think we're talking 8 months or so is what I thought I read. So, blah.
Yeah, and who is it? I guess Juliana Pena threw her name out there, said she'll step in on short notice, and the UFC was like, no, thanks. Okay.
We're good.
That's interesting. So you just want Amanda to have a clean shot, and you want to take any loss or take a chance of her losing again? Let's see. Face-off fun. This is along the same lines as those two ladies I think we saw last week.
Okay.
Might be the same too.
Hey now.
What the hell? I like how they zoomed right out right away. Obviously, this is 100% blurred. Anyway.
She grabbed them though. She was laughing.
Well,
she's like, oh, hold on.
That was look. Smart. Someone presents something, you should
grab it.
Grab it. Hold on. And then on the, I don't know. I got to check this out. So there's a couple of video games. I think this one has been out before. And I might have to blur this because the video game people get fucking weird when you show clips. But there's a game called Kingmakers. It's basically, it says you go back in time and you battle massive armies with modern tech. So there's a little clip. And it's supposed to be coming out to the consoles. I'm not going to do sound, but you can kind of You apparently just jump in your car and you're fucking driving through.
This looks kind of fun.
Oh my God, it was so much fun. And I think he had a shotgun to start with. Yeah. Oh my God, I just want to blow people up with their medieval bullshit when I have current tech. So that's happening. And then I just read too that the Division 3 is actually in production. I don't know when that was coming out, but I'm like, God, that one was so fun. And that was, I don't remember if it was the first or second one, was pandemic in New York before
That was
the
the first one
pandemic
because I had
hit.
my surgery and I was laid out for like a week, and we were playing it in between my opioid fueled. Like, I'm like, oh, you're like, are you there? I'm like, I'm here.
We've both been there.
Sitting in my recliner at home that I rented, so I was like, I'm like, okay, we're playing this game at like 11 o'clock on a freaking Tuesday in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was rough. But fun. So they made a second one, and then there's also a third one now.
Yeah, they're working on the third.
Did you play
I
the
don't
second one?
know. What's that?
Did you play the second one?
I might have. I think I did. I don't remember. It's been so long since those have been out. So, but I kind of like that the style of that game because it was different. It was more like a cover shooter. It'd be a little more strategic. That was kind of like, what was it? Army of Two. You had to
Oh,
be
yeah.
kind of strategic and figure out what the fuck is it, like using cover versus just going berserker. But going berserker is kind of fun.
It is fun.
And then I'm just down to knowledge at that
Yeah,
point.
same.
What you got?
All right. I got two things. So I have this weird video, which someone obviously made with AI. Here's Vin Diesel
Oh, yeah.
and Vin Diesel. Did you see this?
Yeah.
And little Jack Nicholson and Jack Nicholson. I don't know how they do this, but it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, they look really good, and then they're setting the background into whatever movie.
Tom Hanks and Tom Hanks.
Gay!
Brendan Fraser and
Yeah.
Brendan Fraser. After the Whale or what? I never did see that movie. Did you see that movie, The Whale?
Nah.
It's disturbing.
They are supposed to be working on another mummy. So I
That's my
like the
theory.
mummy
There you go.
franchise.
Doesn't even look like the same guy. Okay. And
No.
then my last one is, this is for you. How would you
Thank
like
you.
to be the slide guy on this slide?
Somehow I think I might like that.
I mean,
As long as I can punt people.
it would be
Oh,
hard
he's
pressed.
greasing them up too?
You're like, okay, I need to help push you down the
Well,
slide.
you
I'm
use
gonna
your
have to
foot.
use my hands to push you down the slide. And
Yeah.
there she goes. Adios,
That
chica.
looks fun.
Yeah.
Nice big slide. Yeah, let's see. Who's
What do
fucking
you got?
texting me? I got a couple things. It's Olympic related. They can't have any sound though. So let's start with the Winter Olympics or I don't know if they started, they're coming, but here's a little preview for you. Doing a little downhill.
Oh, seriously,
You got
somebody
that
had to
going
check
on?
that wardrobe. I mean, why wear
Yep.
anything at that point?
Exactly. And then you have Joanna and Jacek doing a
Oh.
little playing in the snow. She looks a lot healthier now. I think she put on a little weight because I
She
think she was just cutting an obscene
really,
amount of
really
weight
lean,
to
yeah.
fight. So, good on her.
Good on her.
On that note is
Writing it down. Well, next week we'll have a UFC to talk about, so that'll be good.
Yes. And we'll be back on the regular schedule. So this is
Yes, sir.
Thursday, and then we'll have another show out on Tuesday. It's like magic.
Go Bears.
That's right. They should win, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah. And
Put the curse out.
the voodoo helped. Whatever you guys did, somebody put the voodoo out. I was like, oh, it totally worked. It was like, ooh, it worked.
It does.
Need to
Watch
keep it
out.
going. The Bears should just thank us for, and we should get credit for a couple of these wins, I think, for sure.
Exactly. And me not betting on them this year, too.
Yeah.
That would have definitely jinxed them. And I almost thought about, should I just throw a Super Bowl bet in now? I'm like,
Don't do it.
not gonna do it.
Nope.
To that note, that's it. We'll shut down.
Alrighty, well, that's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.